This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. Her name is Barbara Hempel. She's going to be talking about organizing paper, digital, and physical clutter in your home office and how that can help you find clarity. Before starting her career in the organizing industry, in 1978 with a $7 ad in a New York newspaper, she developed a world-class expertise delivered through Productive Environment Institute. So out of a $7 ad that she put in a New York paper, started this organizing business before anybody knew what an organizing business ever did. Pretty amazing. She's also authored several books, including Less Clutter, More Life. And one of the most fascinating things for me is that in 2020, she initiated a compassionate project in India called Shepherd House Ministry, which will be a home for a family of six and a ministry center for people they serve. Welcome to the show, Barbara. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, Mari. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your $7 ad and what gave you the gumption to start this business.
Desperation, which is how a lot of entrepreneurs start, I think. You know, I was trained as a musician, and I taught school for 1 year, and I said, there has to be another way to make a living. I can't do this. And I was overseas with my first husband, and we adopted three orphan children, one of whom had special needs. And so I wanted to make my children my number one priority. So I decided the best way to do that would be to find a problem in the world that I could solve that other people would pay me for. So I sat on a playground and I would just listen to people talk. And I heard people talk about that they hadn't filed their income taxes because they couldn't organize the receipts, or they hadn't had any company in because of the clutter in the guest room, or they hadn't eaten off the dining room table in a month because it was piled full of papers, or they were fighting with their kids about the clutter. Yeah. And I thought, you know, they didn't have my mom. And so I think I'm not a naturally organized person. So that's part of the reason that what we do is so good, because it's designed for people who aren't naturally organized. But I grew up with it being role modeled. And so we try to do that for other people. So that's when I launched the $7 ad. It said, disorganized, I organize closets, files, kitchens, you name it, call Barbara Hempel.
Wow. And so people obviously start to call you.
Well, the first three calls, Mari, were crank calls from guys trying to pick me up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fourth call was from a widow of an attorney. She was 55 years old, and her husband had died very suddenly, and he left an office, his law office and his home office, just piled with papers, and she had no idea what to do. And she didn't have any children, so in some way I did, you know, what a daughter would have done. And I charged $10 an hour and lived in horror that someone would ask me what made me think I was worth $10 an hour. And when I walked in and saw the piles, I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? But I just started going through the papers, and 44 years later, we're still doing it.
Still going through the papers, now digitally mostly probably. Very good. So I heard you say that getting organized is an art. Could you tell us what you mean by that?
Absolutely. You know, there's a myth that many people think, like they've heard things like handle a piece of paper only once, or a place for everything and everything in its place. Mm-hmm. And all those things just make people feel, ooh, it's like, I don't want to do that. But organizing in and of itself has no value. It is simply a skill put together with systems to help you accomplish your work and enjoy your life. So when someone says to us, what should I do? We always say, that's the wrong question. The question is, what will you do? You paint a picture of what you're going to be able to do if you were organized. You know, you'd be able to have surprise guests and not feel embarrassed about the guest room, or you would be able to have people over for dinner at the last minute, or you you know, you would feel like you weren't buried in paper. And when you paint a picture of what being organized would mean to you, then we will help you figure out how to do it. And the whole business has been based on four words. Clutter is postponed decisions. Mm-hmm. I learned that from clothes closets. Clothes closets fill up because we haven't decided whether we're going to lose the 10 pounds we need to lose to get into that favorite pair of pants.
Right.
Or the exercise equipment that looks so hopeful on TV and it's been there for more months than you care to count. Or the really big one is, oh, there's the candlesticks you got from Aunt Sally. You really love Aunt Sally, but those candlesticks are not your style. But if she came for Thanksgiving dinner, if you remembered or could find them, she'd be so happy if they were on the table. And the same thing's true with paper. So if somebody looks at a pile of papers and says, okay, today's the day I'm going to clean this up, and you pick up the first piece of paper and think of any number of reasons why today's not a good day, and you move it from one side of the desk to the other. And the same thing with email. You open up email, it's open, close, open, close, open, close, and the next thing you know, 45 minutes have gone by, and nothing's changed except you feel more depressed.
So true, especially when it comes to email. Wow. So, you know, I love that you say that you ask the client, you know, what is it that you want? Not, I'm disorganized and this is a mess, but how, you know, what's the end result? I love that. So let me ask you another question. As people have different personalities, do you have different methods by which they can get organized depending on their personality, or is all just one, you know, formula for everybody?
Oh, no, 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 not at all. It's the opposite of that. That goes back to that question about what will you do? So, you know, it says in Proverbs, without a vision, the people perish. So you have to have a vision for your organizing. And if you have that vision, then we'll figure out one tool. So, for example, many people say, I have out of sight, out of mind. You know, I have to have all this stuff out of here because if I can't see it, I won't do it. Well, there are many different ways to make it so that it's not out of sight. So we have different styles, and we take that very much into consideration, because if people don't like doing it, maybe they won't love it, but they like the results. And one of our things that's really important is that for every hour that you spend organizing something, you need to allow 10 minutes to clean up. So like if you go into your office, you say, okay, I'm going to clean this up today, and you start picking up something, and then you find something that goes someplace else, and you go there and you put a pile over here, and the next thing you know, you've got more piles and you quit. So we tell people, focus on one area and say, okay, I'm going to do this for an hour. But then when you find something that needs to go someplace else, don't take it there right then, put it in a pile, and then leave 10 minutes at the end to take it where it needs to go. It will make all the difference in the world for you.
Yes. Oh, and I've been that. You start to organize your closet or even a desk or a room, and before you know it, it's worse than you started, and then you get really frustrated because you got all this stuff everywhere, and now you're postponing. You're back to that postponing, so it all goes back to a different pile, right? So I love that.
That's exactly right.
So what do you think is the biggest block to a person becoming organized?
Well, Mari, what I've learned through the years is that it's emotion, and it's usually fear. One of the things I learned early on in my career, which was life-changing as we were building Productive Environment Institute, was that when people have trouble letting go of things, and that's a big part of this, because research shows that 80% of what we keep, we never use. And the more we keep, actually the less we use, either because we can't find it or we don't know we have it.
Okay.
And when people have trouble letting go, if I ask enough questions, I will always discover that there is a deep fear, an emotional experience that caused that. So a fear of making a mistake, a fear of offending someone, a fear of not being responsible, a fear of not remembering, a fear of wanting it back. And so when we address those fears, then we can figure out. Because, you know, a lot of the reasons that people don't want to hire a consultant is like, oh, you're going to tell me I don't need that. We don't have the right to tell you that. So we have what we call the cost factor, which is you can keep everything you want if you're willing to pay the price, which is time, space, money, and energy. So it's our job. It's not our job to tell you what to keep. Our job to say, if you choose to keep it, this is what it's going to cost you in terms of time, space, money, and energy. And is that a price you want to pay? And it's not a moral issue. So we have clients who want to keep – I had a client years ago who had an entire room full of files and two people to manage it. Did she need it? Probably not, but her emotion needed it because there was a history there that was really important, and she was willing to pay the price, and that's her choice. That's, again, where organizing is an art, just like one person likes one kind of art and another person likes another kind. Neither one of them is right or wrong.
I like that. I like that, and I like that you give them a choice of, okay, you can do this. The price for that specific client is a whole room had to be dedicated to those files where it could have been used for something else. But I love that you're not strong-arming anybody and saying you have to throw all this stuff away because, yeah, it's very much emotional for people. And like you said, we don't even know what those emotions are until you dig much deeper. Really good. I love your answer to that. So let's
I just want to tell you one quick story that I think really illustrates this. I was autographing my Taming the Paper Tiger book at Barnes & Noble in New York City many years ago, and I made the comment about emotions being the things that makes it hard to get rid of things. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, a young man came up to me kind of teary-eyed, and he said, my apartment is full of paper. I come home from work at night. He said, I haven't had anybody in it for months. And he said, I come home from work at night, and I say, okay, tonight's the night. I'm going to clean this up. And he said, I start, and I just am paralyzed. And then he looked at me, and he said, my mother died when I was 6. Are you telling me that I have to deal with the grief of losing my mother before I can get rid of the paper? And I said to him, well, I can't answer that. I'm not a mental health professional. But what I can tell you for sure from my experience is that if you find someone you trust, probably not a family member, who can help you decide what you want and what you need to keep, you will solve your paper problem. And it's likely to also help the emotions related to your mother because they're very much connected.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a really touching story. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, very good. So let's talk for a moment about authenticity. What role does authenticity play in all of this, Barbara?
Well, it's key because being organized means having your environment. Our company is called Productive Environment Institute.
Okay.
And we define a productive environment as an intentional setting in which everyone can accomplish their work and enjoy their lives. And the only way you can create a productive environment is to be authentic. Because if you try to be something other than what you are, other than what God created you to be, or other than what you want to be, you will never maintain it. It won't happen. It will be temporary. And unfortunately, one of the things that's happened in the organizing industry is that, I cannot tell you how many times people have had me come in after they've had other organizers and it didn't last. In fact, I can remember one time I met a woman at a business meeting, and she talked about being disorganized and struggling with papers on her desk and how piled it was with papers. And I really wanted to help her. She was starting a new job. And I said to her, I would like to give you 3 hours of free service just to get yourself organized for your new job. And she didn't accept it. And it took a long time to figure out to finally say, okay, I'm going to do it. And part of it was she didn't want me to see the mess. So I said, okay, put your papers in box and bring it to my office and we'll do it there because it's really about decision making. So she brought her papers to my office and we did it. And after 2 hours, she was ecstatic. And I said to her, can you tell me? She said, I've hired 3 other organizers in 2 states and paid $10,000 and I was worse off than when I started and I decided I was hopeless.
Wow.
So when she was happy about what we did, I said, can you tell me what was different? She said 2 things. Number one, I never understood that my piles of paper were postponed decisions. Mm. And number two, you kept asking me, what will you do? You didn't tell me what I should do.
I love it. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, Barbara. Well, we're going to take a minute to listen to our sponsors. We're going to take a quick break. And at this time, we're going to open up the lines. If you want to call in and ask Barbara a question or talk to her, you can call. The number is 929-477. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
From feeling broken and ashamed to unlocking potential and transforming your life, it is possible, as you'll see in Transformation Coach Christina Foxwell's new book, The Glass Angel. Foxwell shares her story of breaking free from shame and fear and finding hope, love, and freedom, and guides you to do the same. Get your copy of The Glass Angel, A Guide to Freedom, Peace, Transformation and Growth by Christina Foxwell at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Barbara Hemphill, talking about organizing paper, digital, and physical clutter in your home office. So, Barbara, I have probably the question of the century. What can a person do when they are organized, but they have a partner, whether it be a husband, whether it be a boyfriend, or maybe a roommate that they live with that is not?
Well, that is a question I've been asked thousands of times, and I can answer it with, you ask about authenticity. I can answer it with great authenticity, because God has a sense of humor, and he gave me a husband that I've had for 36 years who is not organized. And when we were first married, I thought, this is going to be the death of my business, because if I can't even keep my own household organized, then, right. You know, well, then I realized he's not my client. And one of the things, I've had people who want to buy my book, they'll come up to me and say, I want to buy this book and give it to my spouse or give it to my mother. I literally will not sell it to them, because not only will it not help, it will make it worse. So I told you the story about the guy in the Barnes & Noble. I told that story. I was speaking to a group of women at a university, and a woman came up and she said, you just saved my marriage. And I said, what do you mean by that? That's a pretty, you know, amazing statement. She said, well, I came to this conference with the intention of going back and telling my husband, due to my married for 13 years, that I was leaving, because she said, he's a pack rat and I have allergies and I can't keep the house clean and it's driving me crazy. And then she stopped and the tears ran down her face and she said, I never realized until I heard you that it wasn't that he wouldn't get rid of it, but that he couldn't. His mother died when he was 7. And I said, may I make a, and she said, I don't know how I'm going to deal with it, but I want to give him another chance now that I understand this. Mm-hmm. And I said, may I make a suggestion? And she said, sure. I said, go back and say something to the effect of, I never understood before how important all this is to you. Can we figure out a way to keep it so we can still live together? When she changed that attitude, then the relationship changed. I followed them for 8 months, and it just made an amazing difference, because the more you try to force someone else to be disorganized, the worse they're going to fight it. Now, here's the good news. The good news is, and this is what I do, when you come to my house or my office, well, not my office because my husband's not in my office, but if you come to my house, it's very easy to see which parts of the house are his and which are mine, because my marriage is more important to me than how my house looks. So there are some boundaries and you can tell whose is whose. But sometimes when his stuff just starts driving me crazy, all I do is think about what it is of my own that needs to be organized. And there are very few people, unless they're anal retentive, that don't have something that needs to be organized. So when I'm feeling frustrated with his disorganization, I go deal with my own, and it helps. And the other thing is role modeling. We had we were married. We had five children and stepchildren, and we had five teenagers. So I was like, oh, my gosh, and we had five drivers. And so the kids were always like, where's the car keys? And one day I came home and I said, I put a magnet on the refrigerator. And I said, whenever I find a set of car keys, I will put them on the magnet on the refrigerator. But don't ever ask me where the keys are, because if I know where they are, that's where they'll be. If they're not there, I don't know where they are. Mm-hmm. Well, when you go to their house these days, you will see some examples of things like that that they did, because it was role modeling. And I can even see it with my husband. I mean, he's never going to be the neatness the way I do, but it's much better. So you just don't want to force anybody else to do it. Take care of your own stuff. It's like a puzzle. When you change one piece of the shape of the puzzle, the other one has to change too.
I love that. What a beautiful answer. Thank you so much, Barbara. So what
You're
do you
welcome.
Think is the main message you want to bring to the public?
Well, one is that it's never too late to get organized. And when people think about hiring someone to help them, the questions they always have is, how long is this going to take and how much is it going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
And we can never answer that until we know, for example, how quickly they make decisions, because that makes a big difference, or how big the job is. But what we can tell you for sure is the longer you wait, the longer it will take and the more it will cost in lost opportunities. And I always tell people it's important to get organized while you're younger, because a lot of organization is simply habits. And if you get those habits in place now, then when you get to be 70, 80, 90 years old, it's a habit just like brushing your teeth. You know how to do it. So it's never too late. The other thing is people think, so if they hear me talk, they think, oh, you know, I could never hire her. She'd be too expensive or whatever. First of all, you're not hiring me. We have a group of consultants. They're called Certified Productive Environment Specialists. They all have their own businesses. They're all different. They're all certified by us. And there are consultants that will match your needs. And most of 80% probably of the consulting we do virtually. So you don't have to have us come in and see your mess. So when COVID came, people were thrilled because they were trying to set up home offices. They had kids at home and spouses that had come home from the office, and suddenly they had a bunch of home offices. And so we were able to do it and do it virtually.
Awesome. I love that. Very nice. That's great about not having to have people in your home, because there's that embarrassment, you know, that a person
can feel. Absolutely. We can do it. I mean, we can do it over the phone. We can use Zoom, but we can also do it over the phone. We have clients that where we've never seen them. We wouldn't know them if we saw them, because all we've done is heard them on the phone.
That's amazing. Very good. Clutter, more life. What was your inspiration for it, and what can the reader expect?
Well, the inspiration for it's kind of a funny story. I have a dear friend, Louise Wanier, who is she was a serial entrepreneur, and she's a fabulous artist. And she lives in California. And you know how you have friends where you don't talk to them for a while, but when you do, she was that way. And I was talking to Louise. I hadn't talked to her for a while. And I was telling her that I wanted to write this book that would be my legacy. I wanted a book that would kind of summarize. So if I die tomorrow, this is what my book is about. And so she said, she knew I had a condo at the beach. She said, why don't you just go to the condo at the beach and for a few days and write it? And I said, I can't. And she said, why not? And I said, because it needs art. It needs to inspire people, and it needs art, and I have no idea what to do. And she stopped for a minute, and she said, oh, well, tell me about the book. She said, when you look at the cover, what do you want people to feel? Mm. And I said, peaceful. She said, okay, open it up. Now, what do you want them to feel now? Well, hopeful. What? And then she turned and said, what about the next page? And I said, well, energetic. She said, why don't you just fly out to California, come to my studio, and I think in 3 days we can write this book together. And so that's what I did. I flew out there, and I had written the outline of the book, and she put all of her beautiful artwork in it. So it's like a coffee table book, except it's much smaller than that. It's a paperback, but it's full of gorgeous photographs that are very inspiring. But the premise basically is that physical and digital clutter is a symptom of emotional and spiritual clutter. And it includes a five-step process that we have used with thousands of people to help them create a productive environment. And those five steps are: state your vision, identify your obstacles, commit your resources, design and execute your plan, and sustain your success. And you notice that the common word in those five steps is your. This is all about you. This is the art of organizing. This is helping you create an environment wherever that is, whether it's a closet or it's your computer or your email. It's the same thing. And so that's what you read about in the book, and it touches the emotions, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book.
It is. I can vouch. The pictures are absolutely gorgeous. Very good. So let's talk for a second about how to get a hold of you.
Well, Mari, if paper particularly is an issue, paper and digital, we have a free webinar that we hold periodically. You can sign up for it at different times, and you can go to tameyourpapertiger.com. And there's a webinar in which you actually bring a pile of papers, and we teach you how to make decisions. And that's the key to it. And I can tell you, after 40-plus years in the business, that when people learn to manage their paper, organizing everything else gets easier, and organizing their life gets easier, because paper represents your hopes, your dreams, your fears, your expectations. And that's why we do it last. And that's why there are many organizers in the industry that they just put the paper in pretty boxes or something, but they don't really handle it. And that's never going to work. And as you get older, being able to find the information you need, and we can help you decide whether you want to keep it in paper or whether you want to move to digital. And if you want to move to digital, we can help you do that too. So that's tameyourpapertiger.com. We often have people who are our clients who then are so excited about what they do, they decide they want to help other people do it. So we have a certification program, and you can go to becomeaspecialist.com, and it talks about how you can become certified in what we do. It's training, it's self-paced, it's online. We're actually in November going to have a retreat in Carolina Beach. So the consultants that are coming, we even have one of our consultants is coming from Australia, and another one's come from Tokyo in the past. So we have people from all over the world that do it. So if you want to get organized, it's tameyourpapertiger.com. That's where you can always find out what it's about. And if you're interested in this as a career, it's wonderful for people who've been in the corporate world and are kind of tired of it. They want to have more flexibility. They want to be appreciated more. And it's a great way that they can control their life in a better way. That's becomeaspecialist.com.
Fantastic. And then, of course, you have productiveenvironment.com, your general website where they can go. And I'll add these two links right to the blog talk page so that you can just click right in. And you can also find Barbara on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and she's there with a picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And also, this interview is being recorded, but a replay will be available right after. So please spread this if you know that maybe have had a trouble getting organized or too scared to be organized, and just share Barbara's information. Well, thank you so much, Barbara, for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Go on, check out the website, and pass the show on, and listen to us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.